And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back in the Mighty 1090 studios with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we have a great show for you today. Fresh off the prowler, literally this morning, Captain Buzz Brisendane. It's going to be a great time here talking fishing and bluefin fishing, yellowtail fishing, and more. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and at the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellow tail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be one of my favorite shows because one of my favorite people sitting next to us right here. Man, going to be a lot of fun.
Buzz, good morning, man.
Good morning, good morning. Rick.
And you just literally stepped off the prowler this morning from the high seas.
I stepped off the prowler just after you stepped off the plane.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, just kind of a few hours, right?
A few hours.
Yeah,
exactly.
Indeed. And so how's the fishing?
Fishing on the bluefin is tough, but the good part is that there's lots of fish here. and there's good conditions. So right now we'll just blame it on the breeze, and when they turn the fan off, it all should pop up and get with it.
Yeah, this week it doesn't look pretty this week.
This might be difficult.
Fan might not be off this week.
Yeah, but it's going to be off by next weekend, which is good news.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so you'll be back on the water next weekend?
We've got a trip leaving Friday night that's already a definite go, as a matter of fact, and we're going to be back on the hunt for the bluefin.
Okay. What was the grade of the bluefin that you were looking at?
Two yesterday. One was about 30 pounds, and one was probably just under 50.
Ooh, God, so nice.
Ooh,
that was
so nice,
and that was and that was the bait fish.
Okay,
25 pound.
Ooh, that's.
I was kind of gritting my teeth the whole time.
Yeah, you earned that one.
The bigger fish was a bait fish on 25.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Guy did a great job on it. Excellent job.
Great. That's cool. Well, that's excellent. Plus, you go along with that is some phenomenal yellowtail fishing on the inside, huh?
It is. You can't do both, but it's nice to have the options, you know, as far as pre-planning.
Yeah. So if you go one way, you're kind of, you know, rolling the dice to whether you go the other way. Either way.
Exactly. You can win both ways, but you can also have the other, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like, well, you know, we did really well on the – on the bluefin today, but the yellows didn't bite. Or we did really well on the yellows today, but the bluefin didn't bite.
How cool is it that we're just talking about, you know, catching 50-pound bluefins, and it's April. I mean, it's still the 25th of April, you know, 24th of April. Like, it's crazy.
And you've got an option.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the trick? How do you get a bluefin when you want it, when you're going on the prowler?
I would say one of two ways, probably. And the bait's been the best, and speaking of which, we had phenomenal tank of sardines yesterday. I mean, thank you, Irvingham.
Yeah, Irvingham is doing such a great job, as they always do.
The other thing is the pointers or the flat falls or something like that, particularly with the breeze, and that stuff's down in the thermocline. I think that's always a good bet.
Oh, okay. Good tip.
So either or. Plus, on the flat falls or the pointers, you can use just a little heavier tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's always nice when you hook them on 40-pound and a good size hook.
You bet.
Yeah. What about surface iron? There was some action when the weather was good on surface iron.
That's been predominantly for the private boat mode, but they have had some epic fishing already this year.
Yes.
On the surface iron.
Yeah. But mostly on the sport boats, you're going into long drifts, it's bait or flat fall.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Good tip there. What about the yellows? What's the hot ticket on the yellows?
You know, there's yellows in several different areas. The one that's been the most user-friendly for the sport fleet has been the Colonnette area. And, again, yesterday there was great fishing down there on the yellows.
Been a lot of heavy jigs and a lot of full-size jigs, it seems like, down that way, too, right? Like more 7Xs and full-size 6Xs than like 6X juniors?
Yeah, and that's a function of the depth. You know, they're fishing a little deeper there. And, you know, if it's that kind of fishing, the quicker you can get down, the quicker you can get a bite.
There you go.
Yeah. How about that Captain Doug Kern this week, huh? Really getting them down there.
Oh, man. That looked like such fun fishing. I know that was just straight run-and-gun skiff surface iron fishing. I mean, just fantastic.
For nice grade yellow.
So cool, too. Yeah. So cool.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, I want to commend new writer for the San Diego Union Tribune in the sports section, Bryce Miller, who writes a lot of the general Padre stories and just general sports stories. Well, guess what? Bryce is a fisherman. And so we have a fisherman guy, a real fisherman, at the San Diego Union Tribune now. And today's Union Tribune, he wrote a real nice article on bluefin fishing.
Oh, cool.
And interviewed Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse and Drew Card from the Pacific Queen and talked about this early season bluefin. And I think from Bryce, we're going to see a lot more of that kind of story. It's a good, great story. Has some good information on the El Nino, La Nina. So
that's awesome.
Check it out online, San Diego Union Tribune, today's sports section. And Bryce is a rising star at the paper, and we're very happy to have a real fisherman at the paper there.
Well, that'd be great to have somebody with a little extra push at the paper.
No doubt
about it, for sure. You know, one thing I know, Buzz, you sit on the board of directors for Sports Fishing Association of California, and if you listened yesterday, we had that great show from Mazatlan with the director, Mario Aguilar of Conapesca, the head guy, the number one guy in fisheries in Mexico. SAC spends a lot of money. They put a lot of effort into these things. Ken and Kenya and his staff They work hard. They were in Mexico City 2 days before. They were home for a half a day, and then we headed to Mazatlan on Thursday. I know you see this because you work with Ken closely on this stuff. We scored a giant home run yesterday with our relations with Mexico Fisheries.
It's really a good feeling when you walk away and you know you just hit it out of the park. I mean, yeah. You just did the best you could possibly do, and you know it's going to bear fruit down range, and in a lot of cases, maybe not too far.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time with Mario after the show talking to him. He was very, very enthused about working together with us on future issues and access to Mexico fisheries. What's your thought on that? How do you see that? Because you make a living in Mexico.
Right.
I mean, that kind of thing benefits everybody. The sport fishing fleet, both you know, the sport boats and the private boats. But also I think a lot of what's going on is a benefit to just the public going down there. Because if we can make, you know, through quality relationships, make better access and better opportunities, it's a win-win.
Yeah, for sure. So look for much better things for the future. I know Mario showed a big keen interest in coming into the Mighty 1090 studios.
That's
with
awesome.
Us here, which is
That'd
really
be a great.
Great
trip.
Yeah. But, I mean, I want, you know, Ken and I were talking about it on the plane last night coming home. I want our listeners to understand the scope of how important this meeting was yesterday with this guy for our future of Mexico
right.
fisheries. I mean, there was media all around yesterday, the Mexico media. This guy's a bigwig. This guy's like a very important guy in Mexico.
You said when he got there was like flashbulbs and people writing like, this is a major, major deal.
There were like 7 microphones and TVs and stuff like that there.
Right.
It was like, whoa, this is a big deal here in Mexico. And for our relations and for our conversations with them, you know, Sport Fishing Association is spending a lot of money to make this happen. And that money comes out of your pocket and every other boat owner's pocket. But it's working. It's effective. I mean, look at the bluefin issues. Look at the Guadalupe access. The you know, who knows what the future is.
Absolutely. And just those couple of things you mentioned it are going to pay huge dividends.
Yes.
And I'm going to digress for just a minute and go to the fishing side of this. But just think how our area of information has increased by just having that access to Guadalupe.
Yes.
And that is the absolute pipeline to the Southern California Bight for everything that comes up for the summer.
Oh, no question about it. And what about just access to the Coronado Islands? Think about if they said no more fishing at the Coronado Islands. Think about how that would impact us.
Sure. Yeah, especially with the yellows that have been there the last couple of years.
You know, don't take that.
I mean, how many years have you been making a living at the Coronado Islands?
Too many.
Too many. I don't think about too many, man. You're still doing what you love, right?
Absolutely.
When did you start work driving the Prowler?
In 1979.
1979. And you've been in this industry since?
In San Diego since 1970.
1970.
Awesome, buddy.
Wow. And I remember, whatever happened, man, I remember you were like king of the sea bass at the Coronado Islands. What is different about that, man, it used to be, we used to go on, go target sea bass at the Coronados. They're just not there anymore.
Like, yeah, this time of year sometimes.
Yeah.
I think one thing is that the squid doesn't come into the flats like it used to. You talk to guys that have dove that area, and they just, it's for lack of a better term, the spawning area has been fouled.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you'll see the squid comes in from the canyon in North Island, and it's like they get in there and they sniff around for a couple of days. And maybe they set up on the island side, and maybe not. But the bottom line is I don't think that there's the nests there that there used to be. And in recent years, we've all seen how critically important the nests are to good beach fishing.
Sure, absolutely. But you used to get some scores there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going back to those days, but I remember one bite we had back there, and I was a deckhand at the time working for Dick Gadosh on the New Loan. And you didn't even bother dragging a 40-pounder back.
Get out of
here.
Get out of here.
That's a nice one, but just leave it in the sack.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
It can happen again.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
With the size stuff that's been up and down the beach and other places, my goodness, it could happen again.
Yeah.
You bet.
Cool. Fun stuff. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Buzz and the Prowler, They're on the fish.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding. And talk about the, you know, the guy that has been there and have the knowledge, and there's so much great info to come today. We would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, please give us a call because we want to hear from you. And there's two ways that you can do that. The best is with our local line right now, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can try us on our toll-free number, and that one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of fishing, talking great information, Buzz so generously donated such a cool prize. How about this? At the end of the show today, someone is going fishing on a day-and-a-half trip on the Prowler to go get in on this fishing right now. Just awesome, Buzz, and we're so stoked, and that's awesome.
A day-and-a-half trip.
Yeah, right? How cool is it? Like, someone's going fishing on a day-and-a-half trip after the show.
Wow.
Awesome. So, again, if you want to get through, talk to Buzz, have your chance of winning that awesome trip, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, tons of information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Konakai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at kusleryachts.com. That's KUSLERYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete, and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2255. 1-800-646-BAHA. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RancholandArrow.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Land Arrow.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to remind you, if you haven't purchased your tickets for the Captain Rollo's Kids Fishing Program for the Reel a Week giveaway, you better get in on it because tickets are going very quickly. There's only going to be 1,000 tickets sold, and it's $20 a ticket, and there's going to be 27 chances to win a reel and some great prizes.
And, I mean, only 1,000 sold, and there was a couple hundred sold a day at the dock. So, I mean, that's not a ton left.
We're approaching nearly halfway to our goal. So get on it, and you can buy them at rollokids.org. You can't buy them online, thanks to the state of California. doesn't allow that. I don't know why, but, you know, we're trying to raise funds to take kids fishing in California. You know, you would think you'd work it out online, but no. You can't do that. So what you do is just check out rollokids.com, and we have a special phone number that you can call, which is 858-227-4252. Again, 858-227-4252. You can just leave a message there. Somebody from Captain Rollo's Kids Fishing Program, formerly Friends of Rollo, that's the new name, by the way, and we're moving into that. We'll call you back and take your credit card information and sell you as many tickets as you want.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so get on it. These reels are nice reels.
Yeah, this is no – exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's reels valued in the hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
All of them good, saltwater, appropriate, killer reels.
Yeah, and then the final week, you're in for the grand prize drawing of trips of things valued from $2,000 to $10,000 in prizes.
Cool.
Just a $20 investment. How about that?
I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So again, rollokids.org or 858-227-4252. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we jump right in? We're going to start with Mike, who's calling us from Laguna Niguel this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Buzz, first of all, you know, I want to thank you for all of us that fish with you and just fish in general. I know you're so involved in the in the industry and have been for a long time, and your perspective and working with the outside stuff, you do a hell of a lot more than just drive a boat, and we appreciate it. One of the things talking with you on the when we've been out with you, I know that you're involved in a white shark program, or you were. I just wondered what's happening with a white shark population here.
Well, I wasn't exactly involved in the program. I was involved in being up close and personal with them, which is something I recommend for anybody that has any interest in it. I mean, put that on your bucket list and do it.
Yeah, do the dives at Guadalupe.
It's just fantastic. And in direct answer to your question, they are thriving and doing well, particularly in this subpopulation in the Northeast. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. For sure. Coming back.
Like you say, that's bucket list, lifetime, getting to see those things swimming around the water had to just be all time. Like, I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were just talking about that on the boat yesterday while we were glassing around. And it is. I mean, you know, to have a 4,000-pound white shark swim by you at just over arm's length.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's fantastic.
That's awesome. Cool.
You know,
yeah.
When they're so big they take 3 frames to get in, that's a lunker.
Yeah. I mean, you can literally touch them. They're that close.
You can touch them. I'll just watch, thank you.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yes, they're
they
that
don't
close.
Want you to touch them. They encourage you to say, do not. That's that's the rules.
Right,
yeah.
That's the rule. But yeah. You're right. They're within range.
Yes, yeah. For sure. Which boat did you go on?
The Islander.
The Islander, yeah.
I made several trips on the Islander, and it's great
okay.
boat, great crew.
Oh, yeah.
And they really know what they're doing as far as getting them in.
Getting them in there. You get in the cage. And
yeah.
Yeah. Did you get out of the cage at all?
No, you're not supposed to get out of the cage. I'll tell you one thing we did do, though, that was really neat. They've got what they call a drop-down cage. You drop it down to 30 feet, and so you're 3D kind of.
Oh, dude, I'll bet.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So that you're not just floating on the surface. It's
right.
All the way around. Whoa, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And so islander-charters.com, you can get more information on their great white shark trips. I've done it before. I did it when the searcher was on it.
Great
and
program.
I would encourage you,
I want
to, encourage
do
you to do it.
Great program.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you never know. They may be gone one day, and that they change their format and they opt, so do it now.
Because that population of white sharks wasn't always there, right? At least to the extent that it is now?
And I think part of that's because, like, in answer to Mike's question, the population is robust now, so they're seeing more of them in different places.
Yeah.
But just one more thing on Guadeloupe. That's the only place that I know of in the world where you get to see these magnificent animals in warm, blue water.
Yes.
Every place else, it's dirty and dingy and cold. These you can see them coming from 40 or 50 feet away.
Yeah.
It's not just a shadow that comes out of the green fog, and all of a sudden he's right in front of you. You see him coming in.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
They used to do dives up at the Farallon Islands, which is the home of the big ones up there, but they don't allow that anymore. So it's something that's unique. And, again, thanks to the Mexican government for allowing that to happen.
Right? Absolutely. You bet.
That's cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to another Mike. Mike from Rosemead this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning,
Mike.
Good morning. It's kind of at the beginning of the show, you were just reminiscing about the Coronado Islands and the white sea bass. I was a young kid when I first started. I got really interested in fishing. This is probably 50 years ago. So I remember just always getting any tidbit of fishing information I could, anything I could. You know, I was just so interested. And one magazine I picked up way back when was an article on the white sea bass at the Coronado Islands. And I specifically remember this guy holding this big white sea bass with a white jig hanging out of its mouth. And I just always remember that. And it's just kind of always important that to get kids interested in fishing, and hopefully it sticks with them throughout their life, as it's been with me. And I just wanted to make that comment over.
Very cool. That's great, and I think that's one of the things that can come out of the Friends of Rollo program.
Absolutely. Getting a lot of kids out in the water that have never been out on the water, and all of a sudden, we've seen it time and time again, this kid, oh my gosh, he grasped it and says, I love this.
They come off the boat just glowing. You can see it.
Yeah.
And you hope, you know, some of them stick.
Oh yeah.
We had a kid in the shop yesterday who was young. I mean, he's probably maybe 6 or 7 years old. And we have got, you know, in Fisherman's Island, we've got that aquarium with, you know, a few fish in it. And there's a fish that most of the guys that fish all the time don't want. It's a grouper. It's called a panther grouper. And this kid pointed out and was talking to his mom, and the mom came over and said, what kind of fish is that? And we told her, oh, that's a panther grouper. She goes, oh, yeah, you were right. And like, how on earth did you know that as like a six-year-old? Like, most people who fish all the time don't know what that thing is. Myself included, I didn't know what that was until it went in there. And she goes, this kid is fish crazy about everything. And like, you literally saw, it's like, all right, well, that's going to be buzz in about 25 years right there. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
This kid was just
go.
In it. It was just awesome to see. So.
That's
couldn't agree with you more, Mike.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Don, calling us from Woodland Hills. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First, Pete and Rick, great show yesterday, and thanks for the opportunity to be able to speak to someone that really does have an influence from my perspective on us being able to fish in Mexico. So,
thanks, Don. Yeah, it was
really, really special day yesterday.
Yeah, and if you'd missed the show yesterday, live from Mazatlan, it is online. Hookup1090.com. You go to our archives page, or you just subscribe to our iTunes podcast, and you can hear it 7:24. It'll be up there for the next year. I might add too that our internet here at the radio station is down today, so there's no online streaming right now. We will have the podcasts. We're recording the show now, so if you can't hear the show or your friend's going, welcome to feed, the live feed isn't going on, you'll be able to hear it as soon as we're off the air here. We'll put it up and get it rolling. But, yeah, our internet, for whatever reason, is down here at the Mighty 1090, so our online streaming is down. So hopefully that'll get corrected.
Yeah, totally.
Very soon. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, my question for you, Captain Buzz, is obviously everybody's really interested in bluefin right now, and I am included in that group. My question is, what is your hook of choice, circle or regular J, and then bait selection and how you hook that bait?
We run overnight trips and day-and-a-half trips predominantly, so we get what we feel like are a lot of the more novice offshore anglers. And bearing all that in mind, we tend to stick with the J-hooks because they're easier for like I said, the newer offshore angler, and the last thing they do is one to have one more thing complicated if they got, you know, a 100-pound tuna boiling right in front of them. As far as hooking them, I tell people when asked if it's a good bite and it's perfect bait, you can go ahead and belly hook them. But if it's a long soak, I prefer to nose hook them because once you get it out up into the current there, you can put your thumb on it, and it's like very slowly trolling them down swell. They line up perfectly, they swim well, and you're in a great shape to get bit even if you've on the long soak.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Very good suggestion.
All right. How about next up we talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, Buzz and guys, I heard that somebody had already landed a bluefin over 100 pounds. Is that true? And if so, do you guys have a story about it at all?
I know it's correct. I don't have the story about it, but I think it was up between the mackerel bank and the slide area.
I know. I remember hearing about it via Mark Wish's report, you know, a couple of Saturdays ago, and I'm sure, and that would make sense, yeah. You know, I mean, so much of that big fish when it first got on the beach was 60 and 70 pounds. I mean, there's just no reason whatsoever that a guy wouldn't hang a 100-pounder in that.
Yeah, I heard there was a 112 and a 103.
Wow. Oh, did this stuff just not leave last year?
That's exactly what I think, and it's because that El Nino pushed up so much warm water that they had a warm water layer, if you will, or warm enough. That they stayed.
Yeah.
So cool.
Pretty amazing.
So cool.
Now, in the article that Bryce wrote in the San Diego Union that I talked about earlier, he talked about the water temperature at Scripps Pier right now is 64.7, something in that range, and 3 to 5 degrees warmer than it should be right now.
Yeah.
But in 6 months, it's the opposite that's going to happen, and we're going to have a La Nina.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, sometime next winter we'll have a La Nina.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of brings up a point. You know, everybody's always waiting until it gets a little better. Well, this year you might not want to wait so much.
No.
You know, it's like that article says, go now.
Go now. Yeah, this is the time to go because we have it. It's here. Yeah,
we've got great conditions now, and they're only going to get better, you know.
Yeah. We're traditionally, a lot of times, as our friend Bill Pools used to say, shoot the fireworks off, go catch the albacore. Well, you may not wait till the fireworks go off, right, at 4th of July. You may want to go pretty soon.
Yeah, the fireworks may go off ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
I got news for you, man. Yeah, April 1st, those fireworks were going off, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head south. Down to Rancho Leonero, our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Good morning, John.
Hi, Pete, Rick, Buzz.
Hey, good morning, John.
John.
Well, it's interesting. You guys are talking about the water temps. Interesting down in here, you know. The water temps dropped down. We're having normal water temps right now, 74 to 75 degrees, which
is
actually warmer than that 6 weeks ago. So it's normalizing, and there's hope. We've had a real decent week of fishing. So I'm kind of hoping that the El Nino is over for this year.
Yeah,
We get some of our fish back. You guys have been getting it all up there, you know, so maybe we'll hang on to some of the fish this year down here. The fishing has picked up. What we've seen this past week, really good news. Really good news. It's been a couple of years since we've seen a decent Dorado bite. And we've had that all this week, believe it or not. A lot of smaller guys, but then some decent fish as well. I picked up day before yesterday a 25 and a 32 pounder, both females, but the big fish and they're around. They're picking up the lures and more than we've seen in a couple of years. So I'm really, really pleased about that. And also wahoo, we've had quite a few wahoo, no real size, 20 to 35 pound range. A lot of those, a 165 pounder, one boat caught, five in one day, believe it or not. So about every other boat is coming up with the wahoo in the same area as the Dorado. So that's encouraging as well. We got pompano and rooster fish inside, and the billfish was slow in the beginning of the week and really picked up towards the end of the week with one or two released per day. A lot of bait in the bay. Like I say, we're finally experiencing some this is real normal water temperatures for us and all that. So I'm real encouraged that we're going to get back to normal here. Like I said, it's a good 5 or 6 degrees
cooler than it was last year at this time. So I'm hopeful we're going to have that good year. I'm up there. I know the water temp's still 4 or 5 degrees. I was hearing warmer than normal. So it should be interesting. It should be an interesting year, you know. All this La Nina and El Nino stuff, you know, you wonder what's normal anymore. It's there's been a lot of them. You know, it's not an irregular phenomenon. It seems like it's becoming more and more consistent. So it should be an interesting year. I agree with you guys.
Yeah, nothing but good. And if you have not put your reservations in for Rancho Leonero, you need to do it, because I know May, June's almost sold out now, right?
Yeah, we're done for the tournament, of course. Yeah, and it's going to be it's going to be a real busy May, June, July for sure. The bookings are way up, and very encouraging. Like you said, it looks like the fishing's going to follow along too. You know, we didn't have a great year last year straight up, and it looks like it's going to be a much improved year this year. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, airfares are down.
We are.
And you can go down there. It's the best deal in town right there, going to Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. And there are a lot of cheap airfares. You know, you can go out of Tijuana now and for about $200 round trip, do it consistently. And it's really easy to go going across the border on that bridge now and everything. So it's
piece of cake.
It is reasonable. Some reasonable airfares for sure this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That I did the bridge last night coming back from Mazatlan, and that was my first experience. And that bridge is amazing.
So cool.
It's amazing, and you
it's
can
fast.
Get, yeah, it's fast. I mean, it's as fast or faster than going into the San Diego airport. Maybe 10 times faster than going to LAX.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's not hard to do. But I think it is even a little bit faster than San Diego. I agree with you, Pete.
Yeah.
And San Diego's darn fast. That's a good way to come in, too, you know. So.
Yeah. And you can park right there for $15 a day.
On the U.S. side.
On the U.S. side.
That's a heck of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just to walk across the bridge right to the airport. So
yeah,
they make it as easy as they can.
Yeah, for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, 2 flights a day on Alaska out of San Diego. You have daily flights out of Los Angeles to go to Cabo. It's like you said, second largest airport in Mexico, serviced by multiple flights. And the advantage of that is Rancho Leonero is the left turn instead of the right turn. And you take advantage of all the people making right, and you go left, and you're in paradise. All right, John Ireland,
yeah.
Rancho Leonero, how do we get a hold of you? We want to go fishing.
One more time, 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You will. I'll see you the 14th, too.
Absolutely. Looking forward to having you in the studio. Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
You too, buddy.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time, talk to John. He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. I wanted to ask Buzz what he thinks is the best likely scenario when the water might turn a little bit or we might get some albacore coming in.
You know, John, I believe we're looking at a good possibility for 17.
Yeah.
I think 16, the die is cast, and that's a good thing. For another warm water year.
Yeah.
But if this whole La Nina turnaround comes, that may be just absolute perfect timing for albacore in 17.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right. You ready for him?
I'm ready.
You said, you know, before all the El Nino, La Nina hype was even being talked about, Buzz, you've been saying that for quite a while before this was even mentioned, that you thought that 17 was going to be the year of the albacore following the, you know, several years of warm water events, and that, you know, that oftentimes you said that the years preceding the big warm waters is when that fish shows back up. It seems
That's
like
right.
you've been through a couple cycles of albacore and no albacore before.
Right, and we're ready for some albacore.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt.
All right, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We're here the first time all show we've had and a toll-free line open up. So if you want to get through, a great chance at 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there at the Catchport today, sponsored in part by the best Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish you catch is a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish just like it was their own. Once you try them, you will be hooked. You can check Fisherman's Processing for more details, fishermansprocessing.com, that is, or you can see them when your trip returns right to the San Diego landings.
Indeed. All right, let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Willie's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Buzz. How are you this morning?
Good, Brian. How you doing?
Doing good. Well, coming off another excellent week up here for us, you know, business as usual on our three-quarter day runs. You know, we've been focusing on the bottom fish primarily, and it's continued to be really good for us this past week. It's just, it's been consistent, so we've kind of been sticking with it. Definitely some day-to-day changes in conditions, be it the current direction or the wind direction, which, you know, can make it tough on the drift or getting the boat anchored up right. But all in all, it's been great fishing with some real good counts on the reds. Other mixed bottom fish and the sculpin making up the bulk of those counts. The half-day fishing, too, we've been targeting the kelp bass. You know, we had some gorgeous sardine and anchovy for bait this week to really help us. And the fly line fishing for those bass, this was ridiculous this last week. You know, again, get the boat set up on the right kelp line or over the right rock, and it was almost every bait. The water temps inside where we've been fishing inside the kelp line there, like 63 to 65, good on the warm side for sure. And the fish were up and really active. The icing on the cake for the half-day stuff this week was, you know, just we're catching fish on the surface line pretty consistently. I think the big calico bass was caught and released this week was just under 7 pounds on the surface iron.
Nice.
Some good stuff for the half day anglers for sure. And then the oddball occurrence for us this week was the salmon that we caught on the sunfun on Friday.
Yeah,
strange
cool
deal out there. You know, we just anchored up cod fishing. I was, you know, pulling forward on the anchor line, getting ready to leave, and the anglers were winding him in. And, you know, the last guy in the water, you know, winding as fast as he can. I think he had his bait doing the weird, you know, super spin on the way to the back of the boat there. And, you know, the fish ate his anchovy on the dropper loop. So kind of a cool deal. Certainly, you know, not unheard of by any means, but just with the current water condition and all that stuff, definitely a strange deal. So, that was our fun little occurrence for the week up here.
It could happen anytime. That's what's so cool about going fishing. You never know what's going to bite your line.
There you go. Exactly. So, guys, you want to hop on a trip with us? We'd love to have you out this next week. The phone number to the landing is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then, again, we urge everyone to take advantage of that discount right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Click on that banner ad. It'll give you a little code, and you can book online from there. Now, Monday, Tuesday look a little bit spicy on the water, so I'm not sure what will happen on those days with the wind and whatnot supposed to blow. But certainly call and make a reservation. We'd love to have you guys out on the water.
I think it looks a lot spicy.
Yeah,
a lot
spicy. Yeah. Hey, Brian, what days are you going to be running those King Salmon specials?
Geez, right?
Okay. Downrigger balls,
yeah,
cut plug herrings.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole nine yards. Crazy.
All right, Brian. We'll hunker down for the next couple of days, get back at it, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great show.
All right.
Later, Willie.
See you, Brian.
Thank you
very much. All right, Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, after some of the information you guys were sharing today, I had a couple of things I wanted to add. But first of all, hi to Buzz, and thank you for being the guy that all my buddies and I would hop in the car and drive south from South Orange County and spend an overnight on the prowler anytime we could, every time we could.
Well, thanks, Rick. And that's always glad to hear.
You were definitely an influence. You look like you're my age, but I guess you were doing this when you were 20 and I was 16 or 17. And, you know, you changed my view and kind of curbed what I was doing in fishing from an early age. I know you've done that for many people in the industry, so always doing a great job.
Well, cool. Thanks. That's what we like to do.
But, Pete, you mentioned and John mentioned that the Rancho Leonero was sold out for the tournament, and I just had a client who informed me that he wasn't going to be able to make the trip with us. We've got one last spot there in the front row, Rancho Leonero, so check in with us if you'd like to join us there. And then also you mentioned Guadalupe and opening up. I think our trip just filled up. We may have one spot left on the Royal Polaris week before Thanksgiving.
Man.
But
wow.
As it is, you know, with one spot left or, you know, someone's going to cancel here or there. So if you're interested in that, get on the waiting list and we'll love to have you down there and get into the Mexico fishing, the great fishing of Guadalupe that Pete and Zach and all you guys are helping us keep open.
Wow. That's pretty good opportunity. So if somebody wants to go to grab that spot at Rancho Leonero or grab a spot on the Royal Polaris to go to Guadalupe along with you at Sport Fishing Financial, how do they do that?
Well, as far as the trip to Rancho Leonero goes, probably check in with me, but Guadalupe, just go right to the office at Royal Polaris and they can put you on the waiting list or grab that last spot.
Very good. All right. How do we find you at Sport Fishing Financial?
Well, it'd be best even, Pete, for someone to join us next Thursday. I know you're coming to the Investor Symposium there in La Jolla. And if someone wants to join us Thursday, half day, learn everything about what we're doing from top to bottom, get a breakfast, end with lunch, and lots of information in between, give us a call at the office, 949-481-1807, or check us on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com.
And that's free, right, that Investor Symposium?
Yeah, it's free. Even the guy who wants to come in and get a breakfast or lunch.
There you go.
We've only got eight spots open. It's you and a handful of other guys are there.
Yeah.
100 people will be there, and it's a great show to learn what we're doing. But I'm limited on the amount of people I can take, and it's guys that are serious, guys that have accounts with us like you do, or guys that really are looking into learning what the best opportunities would be for them to manage their money with us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Awesome, what a great opportunity. All right, Rick, thanks a lot. Sportfishingfinancial.com, and I'll see you Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Good day, guys.
Thanks,
right,
Rick. Appreciate that very much. Look who's on the line. The man himself, Captain Don Hanson. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and whoever that other guy is in there with
you. Some other guy named Buzz, huh?
Hey, Don, good morning.
Found.
I can't believe he's up this early. I mean, he's usually sleeping, so.
Yeah.
Well, he should be sleeping. He just came in on a day and a half this morning.
That's
well, it doesn't make any difference. I see him in the last 10 years of the council meetings. He's sleeping by now anyway.
I'm surprised he's not on this GIF with Greg somewhere trying to catch a yellowtail after he got off.
Well, he's probably trying to do that, too. But
that's an afternooner.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I know. He does that most of the time in the afternoon. But really, what I called for is to say, so everybody knows how much work he really does on everything else. He's not just driving that boat. He's working hard in through the Pacific Fishery Management Council's process. He's been on the advisory panel, and now he's been on the council for the last 7.5 years. He's about ready to term out. He's got a couple more years to go, but he's done an excellent job there working on CPS and salmon and HMS, you name it. He's worked on everything, and he's done an excellent, excellent job. And so, Buzz, congratulations for a great job. But what I really called for, not to praise Buzz, but I listened yesterday to the show, and I know Mario through my IATTC work, and you got the top dog. You got the best there is, and what a great show.
Thanks, Don. Yeah, I you know, again, I said it earlier in the show, I want our listeners to understand how big an event that was yesterday to have Mario Aguilar on the show. This is the guy that makes the decisions, right?
Oh, you better believe it. I've been all over the South America, and wherever he shows up, it's like it's hard to believe how much attention he gets, because he is the man, and he is really, really what he said yesterday. I firmly, wholeheartedly believe that he's trying to really work this things out.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I think we made great headway by that quick trip to Mazatlan and our relations with Mario. And he's a good guy, man. He likes us. He likes fishing, and he wants to work with us. So that's the good news, right?
Well, it's getting our message through to the right people, and that's you've got it to the right people now. You can't get any higher. So
yeah. Well, now let's talk about Don Hanson for a second.
I was just waiting.
Yeah,
I was just waiting.
Okay.
I
understand that we're very close to an appointment on the Fish and Game Commission. Is that right?
I don't know how close we are. I had an hour call on Friday with the appointment secretary, hour and 5 minutes to be exact. So I don't know. We'll see. All we can do is I do have a little experience in the process. So.
A little bit.
You know, Don talks about what I've done, this or that or the other thing, and any of that pales in comparison to his resume. I mean, he's been doing this for the recreational industry for almost 4 decades.
Yeah.
And it's not
it is 4 decades.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is that if Governor Brown doesn't appoint you to that, we should start an impeachment campaign.
Thank you for the kind words. It would be ridiculous
for him not to do that.
Well, we'll see what happens as it comes down the line. But I just wanted to call and congratulate Buzz on his excellent work there with the council. It's not easy to figure out. We've had some really tough salmon issues this last year, and funny, on Friday I was talking to Roger Thomas when Brian called and caught a salmon, and I talked to Roger, and Roger hadn't caught one all day.
Caught one out of Dane Wharf Sport
Fishing.
I told Roger he's in the wrong ocean. He's up there where they live, and he should be down here.
Yeah,
so
he's too far north.
Yeah.
Too far north.
Hey,
all right,
when is that decision going to be made about your appointment?
It's hard to say. I ask him that question because I have some other travels to do for the government, and they couldn't tell me exactly when. So
no timeline right now. So.
No timeline.
All right. Very good, Don. Well, good luck. We're in your corner.
Thanks,
Don. Thank you very much. Have a good show, guys.
Take care, Don. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's continue on with our catch report. Hit the surf. Our surf fishing extraordinaire, the guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing great, man. Anxious to hear how the fishing's going on the beach.
Oh, it's excellent. I'd say Don Hanson has experience.
Yeah,
I think he's older than the short jetty at Dana Point.
That's true.
All right, guys, let's start up at Wiley's. They held their Uptown Derby, and finally we saw some of those big spawning fish. The perch numbers weren't real good, but the quality was. A 2-pound, 5-ounce fish took top honors. Fish ate a fresh mussel. Was caught up in Tura. The second best fish was 2-pound, 3-ounce partridge. Real nice quality, taking on lugworms off Seaward. The morning tides were best. The guys also reported, you know, it was kind of streaky water. Some spots had a little off color. Some was clean. That cleaner water had more biting fish. Just Fishing reported another striped bass taken off Manhattan Beach on a feathered Castmaster. Big Fish reported wide open fishing, cast a fish on halibut. The stretch from Belmont Pier to 72nd Place, just terrific fishing. The fish are shingled in there. The trick's finding a better quality fish. I suggest fishing big profile baits in there. See if you can get one of those 10, 12, 15-pound fish that are mixed in there. Larger profile lures. Catch and Tackle reported lots of orangemouth corvina, and this is interesting. We've seen a lot of these fish showing here. Newport Harbor along the Balboa beaches there. Carolina Rig bloodworm fished on the outside of the breakers, long cast. Pacific Coast off Oceanside there also reported excellent orangemouth corvina fishing in the lagoons, on the beaches, near the lagoon mouths. They really orient on those lagoons and on the bays. Fish are quality ranging from 5 to 11 pounds. Halibut fishing's also been real good in that same area there. And they're holding that Shimano Halibut Derby. They got 300 anglers registered, so a bunch of guys are in there. A real nice first prize, a Tanama Cardiff setup. 11-pound, 5-ounce halibut is the top fish right now. There are going to be prizes 1 through 5. So 11-pound, 5-ounce, that's definitely beatable. So that's a nice outfit to win. And, boy, good fishing right now for halibut. Good time to get yourself a nice first prize.
That's awesome, Gunny. Well, certainly some very good fishing to be had and lots of fun. And, you know, as the conditions straighten out, it's going to do nothing but get better. We'll appreciate a great report, as always. You compile so much information for us. And look forward to hearing another great one next Sunday.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good week of fishing.
Thanks,
Gunny.
Gunny.
Thanks a lot for that.
Gunny.
It's going to wrap up our catch report. When we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Literally one phone line open the entire show. It's 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Looking for a new exciting fishing excursion this year? Come to Cedros Island for a kayak trip. Cedros Tackle is pleased to announce the completion of their newly built casita. Enjoy their beautiful secluded home with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. All tours will use Hobie outboard kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience on Cedros Island. Travel light and leave your tackle at home if you'd like, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear, which includes Phoenix rods and Daiwa reels. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by staff while you sit by the fire and enjoy the views of Mount Cedros. If you dream of catching a 10-pound calico bass or 40-pound yellowtail, Cedros Tackle will put you right in the spots where you'll be casting at fish that may have never seen a jig before. Come join Jeff, Omar, and the gang for a beautiful trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedrostackle.com for more information and to book your trip.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Here's John Ireland
for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. The best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.